Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And now it's time for our pre-opening commodity market report. And sitting in for Dave Dickey, here's Tom Rogers.
Good morning, Jay. Good morning, everybody. The Midwest Direct Hog Markets today are called steady to firm, supported by another new high hit in wholesale pork prices on Friday, and hot temperatures across much of the region to begin the week. That is one of the factors that Peoria is looking at. They've got a top price of 52 even. They're calling for 50 to a dollar higher. They say their run won't be very big with the heat and humidity, and some plants are looking for more hogs. So they're calling for 50 cent to a dollar higher prices today. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, August 1st, negotiated swine purchases were 11,142. For the base market hog on 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 74.50 to 83 even. The weighted average was 79.23. That was up 59 cents from Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 57.52 to 64.50. The weighted average was 62.35. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were 19,726. The base price range was 74 even to 83.99. The weighted average was 80.95. That was up $1.22 from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 53.55 to 66 even. The weighted average was 63.87.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature.
In a moment, we'll look at the overnight trade, lower market, especially in the bean pit. We'll also get an opening call from Brian Maple at FC Stone in Indianapolis. First, a look at our growing area's weather. Here's AM 580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Tom, and wasn't that a nice intro there? Heat and humidity spreading across the eastern portion of the Corn Belt. But the intense heat and humidity will be short-lived as a resurgence of cooler weather and a northwesterly flow will bounce back into the area as early as, starting in Illinois on Wednesday and probably not clearing the Ohio River until late in the day on Wednesday. So heat index values today that will be up around 100 and a little bit warmer tomorrow with the increase in humidity. We'll start to come back to earth by the middle of the week, and it looks like pleasant conditions over the weekend. In fact, over the course of the next 2 weeks, there may be some net drying across the area. We're still looking at some very saturated fields across much of Missouri, especially eastern Missouri and extreme southwestern Illinois and the Mississippi River Valley. Some fields there are still quite saturated, and the cold front that is coming in for tomorrow will also bring some showers and thunderstorms, and as often you see when you have very high humidities, some storms will drop some very heavy rain. Net drying did occur across most of the Midwest over the weekend. Hot, humid conditions to the southwest. Livestock stress high across Kansas, Nebraska, western Iowa, and western Missouri. Some crop stress also noted in that region. Abundant subsoil moisture, cooler temperatures by the middle of the week, and some rain expected over the next week will prevent crops from becoming too seriously stressed in the western Corn Belt. And again, we do expect to see net drying over the eastern Corn Belt for the next 2 weeks. Some areas in the Midwest will see the net drying. However, serious crop stress is not expected with the cooler temperatures arriving by the middle of the week. Isolated the scattered shower activity occurring through the middle of August. Rainfall amounts beyond Wednesday, generally light with soil moisture on decline in some areas, and close monitoring the driest areas will be warranted for the second half of August. Across the Delta in the southeast, all eyes are on the Gulf of Mexico with greater coverage of locally heavy rainfall noted in Mississippi and Louisiana over the weekend. Moisture badly needed and welcome in those areas. The southeast half of the Delta reported anywhere from a third to almost 2 inches of rain, with western Mississippi and eastern Louisiana being the wettest. Crop conditions were briefly improved, with the northern Delta still hot and dry. Significant crop stress continuing in some areas there. Northern Delta will get a reprieve from the hot, dry weather late this weekend and into this week. With cooler temperatures and light rain spreading across the region. Crop conditions should improve, and that will occur early next week as daily showers continue across the area. Net drying will return by the middle of next week and crop stress quickly returning. The heat will be slow to abate with very warm to hot conditions likely into at least the middle of the week. Areas in the right along the Gulf are obviously watching Tropical Storm Edouard. That could bring some extremely heavy rain to coastal areas. Cooler weather with showers and thunderstorms will push into that area, followed by heat relief across the south by the week's end. Monsoon showers will increase across the southwest with monsoon moisture interacting with a cold front, and that could generate some heavy showers across central portions of the Rockies and the plains. And again, elsewhere, hot to mostly dry weather will continue through the week's end in the northwestern and the Pacific coast states. The National Weather Service 6 to 10-day outlook for the August 9th through 13 period calls for cooler than normal weather across the eastern half of the U.S., while above normal temperatures are expected to prevail across the west. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Thanks, Mike. Let's take a look at overnight trade in Kansas City. The September wheat contract opened overnight at 8.19 and a half a bushel, down 2¾ cents. It last traded at down a penny and a quarter. December 8.44 and a half, up 5 and a half on the open, last traded down 4. In Minneapolis, September spring wheat, 8.69 and a quarter on the open, down 4¾, last traded down 4 and a half. Chicago, CME Group wheat for September, the nearby contract opened unchanged at 7.94, last traded down 2¼ cents. December, 8.19, unchanged, last trade down 2. March, 8.42, up a quarter, last trade down 3¼. May wheat, 8.49 and a half, down 5 and a half, last traded down 1. July, 8.70, up 3, last trade down 1 and a half. September next year, 8.82 and a half, up 2 and a half, last traded down 11. September corn opened overnight at 5.60 3/4, down 4¼ cents, last traded down 3 1/4. December, 5.80, down 5, last trade down 3 1/2. March, $6.75, down 4¾ on the open, last trade down 3 1/2. May, 6.12, down 6, last trade down 5. July of next year, 6.26, up 3, last trade down 3 1/2. September of 09, 6.24 3/4, down 6 3/4, last traded down 11 3/4. In the beans, August opened at 13.48 overnight, down 9 3/4, last traded down 26. September, 13.45, down 10 1/2, last trade down 25 3/4. November, 13.60, down 5, last trade down 25 3/4. January beans, 13.78 1/4, down 4 3/4, last trade down 26. And March, 13.83 1/2, down 4 1/2, last trade down 26. The May contract for next year, 14.01, down 7, last traded down 32. August soybean meal, 3.72 even, down 1.90 on the open, last traded down 5.70. September, 367.10, down 1.30, last trade down 6.40. Soybean oil for August, 56.18, down 43, last traded down 105. And September, 56.87, up 4 on the open, last traded down 107. Joining us now for a pre-opening call is Brian Maple of SC Stone & Company in Indianapolis. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Tom.
We see a steeper decline in soybeans as the weather gets better, apparently.
Well, I tend to think we're at least going to go down and check out support down around $13. That'll be your next psychological support. Right now, weather gives them very little to be majorly concerned about. You're going to get some rain down in the Delta and Southeast through this tropical storm that's moving in, so they're probably going to see some moisture off of that. I think the thing that kind of surprised me was that Friday we ended up with a very harsh down day and open interest actually increased, which would indicate new sellers coming to the market is what it would indicate. We were expecting to see fund liquidation, but really not looking for open interest to start to climb. And that's maybe a little concerning to this market. I think bean-wise, this Chinese demand is being talked about with the Olympics going on over there. There's some slowdown in demand because we're seeing some of the plants shut down to try and remove smog from the air. So that's got to be a little bit concerning to the market, just seeing that demand back off. Overall, though, I mean, it's a fairly light news day. I think you come out here with a little bit of selling as people start to begin to prepare for the crop report. I know our numbers will be out this afternoon. We don't deal with the acres side of it, but it seems like everybody's starting to edge a little bit higher on their estimates on yields. You know, going 153, 155 seems to be the case on the corn. Bean numbers are starting to push back up towards 43 again as we get a little bit deeper into this.
How about the outside markets? We're seeing the energy stocks taking another slide again this morning.
Actually, they've kind of turned that back around a little bit. They rallied back, and now they're working back down again. They just keep going back and forth. But I would think with your outside markets on the downward move slightly, dollar's actually a little bit under pressure today. Gold's down $5. It opens the door for this thing to slip a little bit further also, especially if the energies would take a huge hit out here.
All right, let's get your calls for today.
I'm going to go 3 to 5 lower on corn and expect them to bounce a little bit after we open. Beans, I think they'll be down the 25 cents as we start, but probably bounce down back 15 to 20 lower. Wheat's been acting somewhat independent. It's somewhat driven by demand from worldwide demand out here, somewhat due to quality concerns in other worldwide places. So I think wheat will actually trade on its own and trade in the plus before the day's over.
Thanks a lot, Brian.
Thanks, Tom.
Brian Maple is with F.C. Stone & Company in Indianapolis. He joins us every Monday on the pre-opening report on WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's coming up on 9 o'clock. BBC News is next.